ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Failing Better, episode...
Sean, I think you've started instantly with something. You don't know the number, do you?
What, how many episodes is this?
I think it's like 48 or something mad like that, which is
be,
too many.
It can't be 48.
Yeah, all right, let's start. Yeah.
There's no way.
Episode three. It's episode three, which explains why no one's really hurt. We're still an emerging podcast.
Episode three, The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my God. Which one of us is Skywalker, do you think? I think me, because I'm quite sexy and a ladies' man.
I don't think either of us are Skywalker.
Who are you then?
I think we're so clearly R2-D2 and C-3PO. You're clearly R2-D2 and I'm clearly C-3PO.
That's so annoyingly true, isn't it? I'm just like a fat person who beeps. I'm a fat robot who beeps.
Yeah, and I'm just like a nervous, anxious to that is a lanky robot.
Hooked up to Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt is this podcast. That chain.
anyway, episode whatever.
Episode three.
I'm Sean McLaughlin. That's Johnny Pelham.
We're back, baby.
And we're back, baby. And we just want to let you all know, regular listeners to the show, that you don't need to worry about us. The last two episodes did, we're aware, descend into us basically having sort of on-air crises talks about the future of this pod, but we are fully committed to this shit.
I think we should we are fully committed to this excellent podcast.
Okay.
Which helps us and society grow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. By the way, how long have we been recording? Because I need to go upstairs and have an excellent podcast.
We've been recording for about 90 seconds.
What's up? Okay. We've got other stuff we need to talk about first. But we've made a few decisions regarding the podcast. All of them are good, I think.
But then, you know, in hindsight, this might be when the podcast really went downhill. But we cannot know the future. The main change we've made, 30-minute episodes. Because basically what we realise is by the 40-minute mark, nothing positive happens. Me and Sean are just staring at each other, telling both ourselves and the other person and you, the listener, that everything is shit.
That's where the self-doubt seems to creep in more often than not. It's 40 minutes. So we're going to try and make it so every episode is 30 to 40 minutes. But that also means that in theory we can do more episodes.
Aha, a silver lining emerges.
A second silver lining. I mean, basically, our plan to make this podcast good is to release two excellent episodes a week as opposed to one bad episode a week.
And that is a good plan.
Weird that it took us 48 episodes to figure out that was probably a good idea.
Episode three, Sean. Episode three.
Episode three.
I was also thinking that every time one of us says the podcast is shit, there should be a forfeit. And here's what I was thinking the forfeit should be, Sean, right?
They have to listen to an episode of the podcast.
No, you know, I hate birds, you hate humans, right? We've talked about this before.
I'm already putting an asterisk next to this, but carry on, Johnny.
So if you say it's shit, you have to give £5 to, like, save the children or something that goes against all your moral values. And if I saying the podcast shit, I have to give £5 to some bird on the street.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll workshop this one.
Yeah.
I'm not against the idea, but the key thing is none of us are ever going to say this podcast is shit again, because now we're down 30 to 40 minutes. I mean, the best thing about this plan is there's absolutely no way it can go wrong.
I think that's true. No one's ever looked at the Mona Lisa and said, this is shit. And that principle will apply for this podcast too.
We're using Mona Lisa logic.
Yeah.
Before this, we were using Ronald McDonald logic.
That was the plot. Do you think anyone ever has looked at the Mona Lisa and said, this is shit? Because I'd like to hear that.
Are we going to start recording, by the way? Because no. I mean, we are recording. But are we going to start timing? Didn't we have an idea that we're going to start timing it? Because the problem is we get away from ourselves.
Well, shall I set the timer now?
It's going to be fun for the listener as well. We're going to start a timer just to make sure that we don't go too far over 30 minutes.
So we've only done like 2 minutes? Shall I set an alarm for 20 minutes?
I reckon
we've
done longer than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Shall I set an alarm for 25 minutes?
I don't think we've done... do 25 minutes.
All right, so in 25 minutes, this alarm's going to go off. And I reckon we pretty much wrap up the point we're making, and then we're off. We're out of here. We're like, what's Superman's alter ego? Ken Clark? What's he called?
You think Ken Clark is Superman's alter ego?
What's he called?
Clark Kent.
Superman. Clark Kent.
Isn't Ken Clark a sort of legendary old Tory?
Yes, he is.
Imagine if Ken Clark was Superman.
Well, he was a Chancellor versus Thatcher, so it'd be an interesting sort of discussion about whether Ken Clark did more damage, even though he was Superman. But then, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, no, I don't.
Is the structural damage Ken Clark did to the economy and sort of, you know, like fucking over the miners worse than the benefit he could do as Superman?
Fascinating. Well, I suppose in many ways, Superman himself is a very dangerous figure. I mean, he's a godlike being with infinite power.
Mm. That's why I've always related to Superman. Of all the superheroes, he's the one I've always related to, because he doesn't have any flaws like me.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't. He really doesn't. I like Ken Clark. I of all the superhero characters, the one I've always associated most with is Ken Clark. Due to his hatred of the people of the Northeast, his sort of weird, inexplicable love of jazz. Like, hasn't he written loads of jazz books, Ken Clark?
I hate it when rich people who are mean have passions that are quite interesting. Do you know what I mean?
What a specific thing to hate. Do you know what I hate? Inequality and genocide.
No, but I hate when there's like, you know, when...
I hate that Jeff Bezos is into pogs.
I do hate that. But I hate anything like that where it's like, this guy's a psychopathic wanker. Stop being interesting as well.
Well, what? Could you give me an example, please?
Well, like Ken Clark, like in jazz.
Okay, can you give me an example that isn't one that I told you about 10 seconds ago?
Like, I don't know, but I imagine that, like, when Michael Gove liked rap, that annoyed me.
Michael Gove supports QPR, and that fucking annoys me.
Yeah, Piers Morgan supports Arsenal. And every time Arsenal score, I think, I'm really happy, but somewhere Piers Morgan's also happy.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
That undermines everything.
Anyway, already this is great. I mean, surely we're almost at 30 minutes now, aren't we?
We have got, on the clock says 22 minutes 33 left to go.
Okay.
Have you got anything to talk about, Sean? Anything happened this week of note?
I've just been to the gym, actually, Johnny.
Have you?
I mean, I don't know if that's of note, but I've been.
What do you do at the gym?
Well, I was going to go for a little swim today, a little splash.
How cute.
I was going to cannonball in there, you know, splash.
Yeah, yeah. Get the lifeguard to rescue you.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, do a meet cute with the lifeguard.
Are you a weir in the pool?
Am I a weir?
Yeah, would you wee in a pool?
I don't have a toilet at home, so it's I do it all
shit
there.
In the pool.
I do it all there.
That's why they call you Brown Trouser McLaughlin.
They call me
you also swim in your trousers.
Yes, they call me Brown Trouser McLaughlin. Parentheses, he also swims with his trousers.
Yeah.
I mean, with the catchy banter like that, it's weird to think we ever had doubts about this podcast.
Is this podcast shit? ? The answer is... No, it is not.
Not
shit.
As shit as the water at the Streatham Ice and Leisure Centre after Brown Trouser McLaughlin's been in there.
Oh, no, it's Brown Trousers McLaughlin, they say. but they still keep letting you in. No one knows
that. The problem is Brown Trousers McLaughlin sounds like a really threatening gangster. Oh, shit, it's Brown Trousers.
How'd he get that nickname? He's very bad under torture.
You ever been swimming down the pools?
Yeah. He's
yeah, did it give you a pink eye? That's because of Brown Trousers. I was going to go for a little paddle.
Yeah.
But it's half term. It was full of kids. Mm. It was full of tots. So I went on the Peloton.
And obviously you've got your restraining order. Little joke there about you being a paedophile. Thank you. Thank you. That's what give us 5 stars.
Please give us a 5-star review, listeners. I mean, look, if you like pedo jokes like that, and yeah. I can't see any other reason you'd be listening to this shit. I mean, not this shit. Sorry, this very good podcast. Ooh, please don't make me give to a human charity.
I won't. This one off. This one off. But I think that is what's amazing about this podcast. We think we're in a gymnasium and we're wondering how Sean's story is going to unravel. Then suddenly, through the use of words, there's a pedo joke. What more could you want for your ears?
Jokes are funny. Our wisdom
they are,
is wise.
They are funny. They are funny.
Our wisdom is wise. What more could you want?
We're back, mate. We're back with confidence.
We're back, and I feel like this is actually a new dawn for the podcast.
Great.
So anyway, I was on the Peloton.
Just cycling?
Cycling. And I did it for like 25 minutes. That's it's awful. It's so knackering. I hate it.
Do you pretend you're going up a hill? Is it one of them?
I'm going up a hill.
Well, you can put like settings on it, like an angle and stuff.
No, there's like it's more like they just add, you can add resistance.
Yeah. And do you do that or not?
Yeah, I go up and down.
That's so sweet. And
I sort of go up and down because I feel like that's what you're meant to do, even though I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't get it really. I've always hated the gym because I just don't like exercising in front of other people. It just makes me feel like such a dork.
Sorry, I just drank some squash.
You're really turning your life around, John.
What makes you...
You're drinking squash, you're going cycling for
just
25 minutes.
Just give us a 5-star review, for God's sake. Look at me, I'm like fucking Tim Henman over here.
Have you ever played tennis? I imagine you'd be quite a good tennis player.
Right, look, I think this is a big problem with the podcast, if you don't mind me saying. This podcast, which, by the way, is a good podcast... And I will continue to give to the RSPB every month.
We don't stay on topic?
No, not at all.
All right, let's stay on the gym.
What you said, you think going to the gym makes you a dork.
No, I think I'm too
And I'm telling you, that is
dork.
Not what makes you a dork.
What harm of is there? I'm saying I'm too much of a dork to go to the gym. Not that going to the gym makes me feel like a dork. Because at the gym, there's just lots of people who are really like built. And then I'm walking, they're looking like a fig roll. And I just feel like...
You absolutely do.
But I just feel so like awful about myself and my body. That I think gym... Like, there needs to be like a gym for like... There needs to be like a gym for unhealthy, unhappy people. And then you upgrade to like better gyms.
I think the gym I go to is that.
When you do go to a gym in Streatham. So I imagine there's a lot of...
I never feel like I'm out of place there.
See, I've never been in a gym where I've ever felt remotely comfortable about my body or my life decisions or anything.
What you need is a gym like the one in Dodgeball for like losers.
I think that's a really good idea. It's like a gym for people.
Who decides whether you're a loser or not?
Maybe it's self. You have to be like, look, I don't fit into mainstream gyms. You have to self-identify.
And then
you get to go to like a gym for unhappy, unhealthy people.
Is that legal though? It doesn't sound legal.
But if it's self-registering, if you're like kicked out of the main gym, someone scoops you up in a bag and puts you in a weedier gym, that would be really horrible. If you were just like going down the road, like, yeah, I'm going to my cool gym and someone said, no, you're not allowed in here. That would be, but if you could self-choose to go to a gym full of horrible people, I'd be well up for that.
It's funny that, because I sort of would have agreed with you about a year ago.
Mm.
Not even a year ago, because I was at that gym. I always join this gym every winter so I can go swimming. And then I started actually using other facilities. But I think because going to the gym has now become very mainstream. I mean, because the thing is, films and media always depicted it as just a place for bodybuilding and that's it. But really, yeah, it isn't. Like, it's primarily old people who are just trying to, you know, stave off death.
But what if someone said to me, oh, can you bench? What if someone said, can you, I don't even know what the word is. Is it stack for someone? I would have to know.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
I just have to run. I just have to run away from them.
No one will ever ask you to do that.
Good.
No one will ever, no one's ever asking you to do that.
They'd be like,
you, we don't even know what the word is.
They'd be a toddler. We go,
hey, can you blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't do weights there, though. I do weights at home.
And also, I just feel like people, everyone in the changing room gets their dick out. That, I just feel overwhelmed by the number of penises.
There was a guy in the gym just now who genuinely had such an enormous penis, and I was like, I can't deal with that.
It's awful. And then you just then you don't know where to look, and then you look at your penis and think, God, this is disaster.
Why is your penis out?
My penis is... Well, because I'm getting changed. I'm getting dressed in cycling gear.
Just shower at home. You don't need to shower there.
And then I'm sweaty. I don't think gyms are for me. I hate the idea of a gym.
What is your health regime at the moment?
I was going to talk about this, Sean. I have lost over a stone in weight. I was 14 stone 1, and now I'm 12 stone 11.
That's terrific. What's your secret?
I just don't eat very much. because I'm sort of emotionally dead inside and don't really have any relationship between my body to my body, I can just not eat. Like, I'm on, like, starvation levels here, but I'm quite enjoying the results.
Well, I suppose then, me saying what's your secret isn't the question then. The question is, what do you think caused you to put on the weight in the first place? And have you basically just narrowed that down to a normal level of eating? Because that's usually all, whenever my weight fluctuates, which it does, that's life, especially the older you get.
That was encouragement for anyone who's feeling a bit overweight.
Just to let you know, if you're listening here, okay, this is an inclusive podcast. Yeah. And you can go to Johnny's shitty loser gym in wherever the fuck he lives.
I genuinely think that's such a good idea, a gym for shit people.
But what, I think, is it that all gyms are gyms for shit people?
No, because a gym where if your body mass is, like, better than an average person, you're just not allowed in. If you're too strong...
But that's...
If it looks like you can do monkey bars... If you can do monkey bars, you're not allowed in my gym.
Monkey bars... I mean, I could do monkey bars, and I would not... And I would still say I fit the remit of somebody who could go to your little gym.
No, you're a lovely... You're a very attractive... You would intimidate me, Sean. If I saw you at a gym, I'd think, God, what the hell is Lionel Messi's weird brother doing here?
God. What were we just talking about?
We were talking...
I was going to make a point. No, I was going to make a point. Weight fluctuates, but it's usually just when I show a tiny bit of restraint that I see the results.
No, I'm exactly...
Like, I was trying to lose a little bit of weight recently, and, like, I basically don't... I haven't drunk beer in ages, and I haven't eaten dessert.
Yeah.
And I just have 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
And looky, I feel okay. So is that what you're doing? When you say you're at starvation levels, are you actually at starvation levels?
Well, I realised that I was only eating about 1,000 calories a day. And so then I've started upping it. Well, cause
That is low. That is fucking
low. I don't
low.
Even really realise I'm hungry. So then that's the great thing about suffering trauma at a young age, is if you want a diet, the weight will drop off you. Because you hardly feel anything. But so now I'm eating more, but I'm still losing quite a lot of weight. Which is
your first time listening, by the way, do get used to that. Do get used to either me or Johnny occasionally saying things that are so unbearably tragic, but so flippantly that you will convince yourself that you've misheard that. But you haven't.
My new show is all about... I went to Leicester... I did my show at Leicester Comedy Festival.
Oh, we'll talk about that. But no, first I want to talk about you eating 1,000 calories. So what are you eating? Do you keep a food diary? Will you keep a food diary for this podcast?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe I will do that. Is that if the listeners demand it, which I imagine they do.
The public has made their voices heard.
I'm feeling excited, Sean, about the possibility of this rebranding as a health and fitness podcast.
I mean, we've tried every other fucking angle, haven't we? Health and fitness. Imagine that. We're going to say to producer Paul, "Hi, yeah, we want to be moved to the health and fitness part, please."
We'll send every listener an apple in the post. Isn't this podcast get your weekly apple?
I think we could do a health and fit. This should we call this episode the health and fitness episode?
Yeah, I like it because also we've only got 11 more minutes to go, Sean, and that's what's great about the half an hour format.
We've got 11 more minutes to go. We've got 11 more minutes to go. And if you want to let me know, we've got 11 minutes before we got to go.
Sean, normally I'm the singer, and I feel that's a real. It's hearing your beautiful voice has made me wish that you would sing more.
Okay, I'll do it again. Send in the clouds. Anyway, sorry, lost myself there for a minute, Johnny.
It was beautiful. It was similar to the Mona Lisa. It was superb. See the journey we've been on this podcast.
Yeah.
From down in the dumps when the Mona Lisa was shit to up in the sky when the Mona Lisa's beautiful, but not
as
quite
as
beautiful
Sean McLaughlin
as Sean
singing.
Imagine if that Susan Boyle moment had been with you, Sean. You'd come out there taller than people can possibly imagine. People are like, God, Cheryl Cole sort of rolling her eyes at you, Simon Cowell's sort of being sort of abusive to an assistant or someone. And then you come on and just started singing There Was a Time When, you know, that song in Cats.
But there was a time where, you know, that song in Cats. I dreamed a dream.
Yeah, Les Miserables, not Cats.
That song in Cats. I'm a cat, 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 cat. Lick my balls, I'm a cat. In my head, that's what Cats is. I've never seen Cats, but I know enough about it just through sort of osmosis, cultural osmosis, that I just think it's a bunch of people in masks running around going, cat, 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 eat their soup, cat, cat, cat. And people say, it's the biggest hit in the history of Broadway. And I go, is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you subscribe to our Patreon, we'll be doing a special rendition of Cats. Neither of us having ever watched Cats on really not is when we do our interpretation of the musical Cats.
I want to say another thing, if this is your first time listening, get used to that as well. Two things to get used to. One, me and Johnny dropping unbelievably tragic elements of our personal lives. Two, making promises we definitely don't keep to our Patreon members.
Oh, we like it's an abusive relationship. It's toxic, I'd say, our relationship.
No, but we love our Patreons, and actually we should plug that. Patreon.com/failingbetter. Extra episodes every week. Hour of stand-up from me and Johnny. What?
And also, if you sign up to our Patreon, you can get free tickets to the recording of my special Off Limits on someday in March. The last Monday in March. It's like the 26th, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll look it up, Johnny. I'm going to do you a solid there. Someday in March.
I think it's the... And Sean McLaughlin is doing the opening for that.
What's the date of it? 27th, is it?
I think it's the 26th. But it's the first Monday.
It's the first Monday in March.
The last Monday in March, sorry.
Okay, so it's the opposite of what you said.
Third thing you have to get used to if this is your first episode is me saying the wrong words in a sentence. That's sort of charming thing I like to do. It's a bit kooky, a bit wacky, a bit out there. But
by the way, I've put an asterisk next to the word charming there. I actually haven't got it in my diary, that, so I'm going to put that in. Johnny Pelham tour support. God, how low I've fallen.
How much money do you want?
For that gig?
Yeah. Bearing in mind, a lot of people would say you're being paid in experience of seeing a show, you know, you're seeing the show for free, I guess, and you get to share stage with me.
Well, I guess how much are the tickets normally?
They're the £5 a ticket.
Well, I am a Patreon, so I shouldn't be paying to get in.
Sean, I think that feels fair enough to me. That as a performer on the night, you don't also have to pay.
I didn't know if you were running a pay-to-play gig. Johnny, you don't have to pay me any money. All the money you would pay me, I want to give. I was about to say donate to this podcast. We're not a charity. I want to give.
But if that will help you feel better about giving to Patreon, we can be a charity.
We can be.
We can be whatever you want us to be, Mimmy. We can be whatever you want us to be.
Patreon.com/failingbetter. From £3 a month, support this podcast. Keep the dream alive of Johnny's Weird Gym.
Yes.
So congratulations on losing that weight. Are you going to try and lose more weight, or are you just going to put it on again?
I'm going to try and lose more weight. I want to get down to 12 solid, maybe even 11.7 by the time of the recording. I thought that's a good goal because that's like 6 weeks away. But I guess what I'm not doing is any exercise. So I feel like I need to integrate exercise. So I'm wondering what sort of like, do sit-ups help? Or should I do a jump, like some jumps? What
I think you should do just a jump. Just one jump should do the trick. I think
you,
if you... I
do
think
you do star jumps?
Do I do star jumps?
And then, like, your hand goes through the roof. Fourth thing you have to get used to, if you're a new listener, endless, ceaseless jokes that don't really correlate to reality about how tall Sean is.
I'm 6'4". I'm not as tall as Johnny likes to think. Though, have I started hitting my head on every lampshade in my home? Yes.
And actually, every time you do that, part of you thinks, Johnny fucking Pelham.
Johnny! Part of me thinks Johnny Pelham's been in this flat overnight and he's been lowering my ceilings, the dirty dog.
I would love to do that, like a cartoon. So is there anything I should add to my regime? Do you do sit-ups? Do you do...
I do sometimes sit-ups, but sit-ups
are... How many sit-ups
are...
do you do a day?
A day? I try and do about 50.
50 sit-ups a day?
Not a day, but like every other day.
50?
Yeah.
That's so many.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get a hot bod, aren't I?
You're trying to get a hot beach bod. And is your form consistent for that? Because when I do sit-ups...
No, it's been all over the shop at the minute. It's all over the shop, but I'm getting back into it because I've been a bit ill, so I'm back into it now.
So you're doing 50 sit-ups every 2 days?
I'm trying to, Johnny, but it doesn't always work out like that.
And are you doing push-ups?
No, I don't do push-ups.
I think push-ups feel very easy to... Because you've got your little bands, don't you?
Yeah, but also my arms are of different levels of strength. And so if I do... If I do push-ups, I need to wait until they're at the same level, and then I can do push-ups.
Because you've got a spaghetti arm, don't you? You've got a weird deformed arm.
If that gets us a few more sympathy Patreons, then fucking bring it on. Yeah, I've got a withered arm.
How did you get a withered arm?
I was born...
Were you?
I was born, yes, Johnny.
Were you born with a weird arm?
I was born with a broken collarbone, and my arm was wrong. And they had to crack it round.
Ooh, what a harrowing... This podcast took a dive for the unpleasant. So you...
Very much like the Mona Lisa. There's darkness behind that smile.
We should call this the Mona Lisa.
It is the Mona Lisa of podcasts. That's what we consider this the Mona Lisa of podcasts.
Well, I certainly do. But then again,
have you ever seen the Mona Lisa?
No. I've never seen it. I don't think it's that good, though.
I saw it.
Did you? Was it profound and moving?
It's one of those things that I think it's when you see something that's so famous, it's hard to really judge whether it's good or not.
No, I totally get that. So much of art is cultural capital that surrounds it, I think, which elevates
But I think that about you know, something is so famous, you go, fucking hell, I can't believe I'm seeing something so famous.
What was the last thing you saw like that?
I looked in the mirror.
It's a little messy. Messy's
full
little
Lionel Messi. Yeah. That's a really good question, Jenny. What was the last thing I saw in it?
I went to
the Van Gogh Museum, and I saw some sunflowers. And the one of his room, he had one of his room. I was like, that's famous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went to Anne Frank's house. I was like, bloody hell, that's famous.
And then I
ate a Big Mac. I was like, bloody hell, that's famous. Yeah, I was on a hell of a run that day.
Big Mac is more famous than either of those things, isn't it?
Big, yes, the most famous one.
Well, the good news is, Sean, there's 2:45 ago.
Thank
and I feel like
God.
We were just about to run out of things to say. So I think this shorter, tighter format could really save this podcast. Get it out of obscurity and get it into the gaze of the world.
I'm really glad that sentence had the phrase of the world in it, because I briefly thought, where has Johnny got this from?
Get into the gaze.
Yeah, I was like, Johnny.
Do you think there's much of the gay community listening to this podcast? Maybe we could make the podcast more gay.
Well, it's a health and fitness podcast now, so
yeah, that's true.
So if it's about male health and fitness, maybe we'll naturally attract a few more members of the male homosexual community. Whatever works. I went to a drag show actually recently. I've not talked about that on the pod.
So we talk about that next episode? Because we've only got 1:50 to
talk. But is it? Are we stopping at 1:50? Or do we then go, right, we have to end this?
I think maybe we go, right, we have to... I don't think we have to end right on, like, 1:40 now. But I do think that we shouldn't bring up things like you going to a drag show in this time frame.
Can I just say, I think this anecdote doesn't even have 1 minute 40 in it.
Let's go for it then. So you went to a drag show. Talk about it.
Cool. Well, I should start by saying I was carrying 3 guns at the time and I'd just been convicted for a terrible crime that I didn't commit. I was on the run from the police. Yeah.
We can keep it tight. Keep it nice and tight.
Well, it's
not
a long story. It's not a long story.
No.
So I had the amulet.
Quentin Tarantino was in the room.
Quentin Tarantino was in the room. The amulet was placed into a condom and put straight up my dick hole. As in accordance with the wishes of the prophecy.
Yeah, keep it tight. Come on now. We don't have time to unpack.
That's what they kept
saying.
They kept saying, keep it tight.
Yeah. Forget about the prophecy. You're at a drag show. Someone's whacking a prophecy up your dick. Just keep it.
I went to a drag show right by the National Gallery, right off Trafalgar Square in London. And it was great fun.
What is a drag show, if that makes sense? Like, I understand the concept of people dragging up. Is that a phrase? Probably not. But, like, what...
Like,
what
you did they... dragging up your trauma. Ew! 5 stars!
You also have to get used to Sean being mean, out of the blue to me, an innocent victim.
Why?
In your hatred. Your regime of terror. Your regime of terror must end.
You point a lot at me. You point a lot in the air. You talk like Saddam Hussein, like in court.
Well, I've got similar passion about trying to make the world a better place to Saddam. But the alarm's gone off.
Oh, the alarm's gone off.
Right. Stop. Dismiss. But little asterisk on there. Do not believe in Saddam Hussein's politics.
Okay. I guess I'll wrap up this story then.
Well, what did they do? Is it like a catwalk sort of thing? Or like what?
No. They just do a little show and they're kind of like playing characters. I've been to one before,
so it's like theatre.
Well, it's similar to stand up, really. It's more like cabaret stand up style. They sing songs, they tell jokes, and they sort of riff on the crowd. I've been to one before years ago, but this one just sort of I was out with someone who went, oh, let's go to this. And it was really fun.
Is it like just live performance, like cabaret sort of vibe with different styles of performance?
Yeah. You are aware that that's exactly what I said about 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, but I was just reaffirming because I guess I was just reaffirming the point to myself and to our listeners.
Good. Yeah, that's sort of what it was. It was interesting. There were 2 of them on stage. One of them was great and one of them was not that good. One of them was just really funny, could sing, was just really, just had it.
I think that's going to really remind me of people who come to our show in London, isn't it? One of us really funny, really great. The other one not so good. And if you want to find out which is which, you've got to come to my show
on either the first or last Monday in March.
On some day in March. It is at Downstairs in the King's Head, and it is £5 or free entry if you are a Patreon. Subscribe at patreon.com/failingbetter.
And thank you to all our Patreons.
You are.
Who've been so kind to us, and we're planning to. Yeah, we can't wait to see you there.
And we're looking forward to doing Cats. We're doing Cats, the musical, soon. Pop a date in the diary, any day.
Put a date in the diary. We will be free. So we'll do it on your schedule.
All right, that was fun. That was a fun short episode. Also, let us know. Email us at failingbetterpod@gmail.com if you've enjoyed the shorter format. If you've hated the shorter format, also email us and give us your constructive criticism of why it should be longer.
I don't really respond to your criticism or any criticism well.
That is why Sean has failed to grow as a human. Failed to grow as a human, as an artist, but not as a human being, because he's incredibly tall.
I can't believe how hard we're back. This is brilliant stuff. Genuinely, thanks a lot, everyone. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah,
how about that?
Tell people. Tell someone.
Our numbers are stagnating like a mofo. We don't know what to do about it.
Maybe we call this ep stagnating like a mofo.
We need to make a decision what to call the ep now before I stop recording.
Either
we call it the Mona Lisa of podcasts.
Yeah.
Stagnating like a mofo. Yeah.
Johnny's pretty sexy.
We could call it Johnny's. Should we call it Johnny's pretty sexy?
Yeah, let's call it Johnny's pretty sexy.
Is that your vote? Is it for Johnny's pretty sexy?
Yeah. My only wonder is, do we get rid of the pretty?
So you want me to call this episode Johnny Sexy?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Well, it's coming out soon.
Woo! Johnny's sexy and he's coming out soon. This is we're gonna get a lot more of the gay community interested when I come out of the closet. And what a fabulous closet. And what a fabulous man inside the closet.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everyone. We're gonna be okay now. I think we need to think of an even we need to put ourselves an even tighter leash for the next episode.
Seven minutes.
By the way, is coming out on Friday.
What?
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.